This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, on the video.
If they had a been like me.
It certainly is. A huge welcome. Hello to one and all. Yes, this is the show that goes like this. Once again, it's just gone six on Tuesday. I'm Ben Simmons. I'm here with you on Phoenix up until 8 o'clock. And as ever, rather excitingly for me, just before she leaves the studio, she's been working hard all day. Our wonderful Phoenix station cleaner, Winnie, is in the building. Hello, Winnie.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, I don't get up till 3 o'clock.
Do you not?
I didn't realise. No, I wake up to that funny Ian Lee.
Oh, yeah, he's
good. When I say funny, I mean funny peculiar. You know, he wakes me up with that voice of his.
Yes.
And his laugh. Oh, his laugh.
It's
shakes the windows. It does. It shakes the windows. And then I come in and I start work. And I haven't started yet. I thought I'd wait a little bit. So I wasn't covered in dust when you came in, Mr. Simmons.
Oh, that's nice. You've made the effort with it.
They've been doing things in the other studio. I can't tell you what they've been doing. Oh, it's debauchery in there, Mr.
Is
Simmons.
Is it? Oh, dear.
Oh, yes. Sawdust everywhere.
I haven't looked. I'll have to have a sneak peek when I leave the studio.
Oh, I've looked in the sawdust and there's goat hoof in prints. Oh.
Oh, dear. That's
what
I mean.
Oh, yes.
I
know what they've done with a goat and a pig. Oh, Mr. Simmons. Debauchery, I'm telling you.
It sounds it. I have to say, yes. Have you had a good week then, Winnie? Aside from being subjected to seeing
debauchery. Well, I went away with me Willy.
Did you?
Yes.
Nice.
We went away.
A staycation, was it? Staying in the UK?
No, we went out. We didn't stay anywhere. We stayed at a caravan.
Oh, lovely, yes.
Yes, we found this caravan lying on the A3.
Right.
And we thought we'd stay there.
Well,
it was quite cheap.
It was empty, was
well,
it?
Well, I'd clean it first, Mr. Simmons.
Yeah.
Oh!
But you've got experience in that area, so that helps.
Yes, but not on holiday, Mr. Simmons.
No,
you don't want to be doing it.
Then it's a busman's holiday.
You don't want to be
holiday.
Doing
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
No, I'm not a busman.
Not,
I've never driven a bus. Who told you that? It's a wicked rumour. Was it Elsie? Elsie, what have you been talking about me again? Oh, she's not here. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, fortunately, I've never met Elsie.
Oh, so. You don't want to meet Elsie.
No,
oh.
Is she a friend of yours?
She'll be on your lap as quick as look at you, Mr. Simmons. Oh, yes.
Right.
You won't stand a chance, Mr. Simmons.
Let me.
You'd have to put the show on automatic, you would.
Really?
Come up for air next Wednesday. Oh. Hussie.
Let me ask
Hussie.
You, Winnie. Let me ask you. are you aware
ask away.
It's National No Rhyme or Reason Day today?
Oh,
so, like
it?
You got in a caravan on the A3, you
yes.
can do things for no reason today. You
really?
Can, yeah, you don't have to worry
can
about
I
anything.
Can I sit on your lap, then?
Well, no. That's just
be
not
Elsie
practical.
To it. I don't want to be the first. I don't want to be the first one there. Sit on your lap, Mr. Simmons.
That's just not practical at the moment.
Let me come round there.
You stay where you are.
Oh, Mr.
I'm
Simmons.
I'm going to play the opening song of the show.
What's that, Mr. Simmons?
Well, bizarrely, because it's No Rhyme or Reason Day, I've got a lot of songs where the lyrics don't particularly rhyme.
Oh, like my one the other week.
What was
Rose
that?
Roses are red.
Yeah.
Violets are blue. Microwave.
Yeah,
like
that was good.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's a song that doesn't really have rhyming lyrics.
It's not Gilbert O'Sullivan. Nothing's rhymed, is it?
Someone else mentioned. My dad mentioned that. Yeah, but it's not that. It's Deep Blue Something and Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, do you know what? They don't serve breakfast at Tiffany's.
Do they not?
No. Because it's a jeweller's shop, Mr. Simmons.
Outrageous.
You turn up for breakfast, they can have a bacon roll. They go, no, but you can have a tennis bracelet for £500. I was disappointed.
See you next week, Winnie.
Bye.
You'll say we've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from. We're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Great to have you along. Hope your Tuesday is going swimmingly well so far, which is very apt because our radio station studio, not very far from a swimming pool here at the Brentford Centre? Terrible. Brentwood Centre. The Brentford Centre is in a completely different area. West of London. Brentford still licking their wounds about losing the playoff final. So, Fulham promoted. Brentford not. The Brentford Centre probably rife with people worrying about why their football team's not got promoted. The Brentwood Centre has a swimming pool in it. Anyway, marvellous. I hope your Tuesday's going well, is all I was going to say. Anyway, but yes, it's to give you my lovely weather report, as is my wont on a Tuesday early evening, it's relatively pleasant and dry out there tonight. Still quite bright. Has been a bit rainy over the last week or so, hasn't it? But not here, not today. Maybe it is where you are, in which case, I'm very sorry. If it isn't, and it's pleasant though, I'm pleased for you. Unless you love the rain and hate the sun, in which case, my feelings are reversed once again. Right. Enough inane ramblings. Let's let you know what's going on in the show tonight. Same old stuff, except it's always exciting and you never know what's coming next. That's the beauty of this show. Familiarity of the same old stuff. I say that like it's a negative thing, but I think these features are kind of created their place in the show that goes like this. History now, they're here to stay. So we will have celebrity birthdays. We will have a hotly contested poll. But get this, a poll which is only available on Twitter. Cripes, I hear you say, yes. Facebook quite literally have muffed it recently with regards to their poll. I've sent some sternly worded messages to their help centre asking them to fix it. But at the moment, I'm still not able to create a poll on Facebook, but I've created one on Twitter. So, Twitterers amongst you, get ready. At Ben Sim Radio, get onto my Twitter profile. There will be a poll running throughout tonight's show. I'll repeat, only available on Twitter. Don't be afraid, I'm sure we will return to normal Facebook polls as well in the coming weeks. But yes, hotly contested poll I'll tell you about shortly. We will have another Ben's Impossible Question, and of course, somebody tonight will be my Legend of the Week. And if you heard me with a handover on Ian Lee's Drive Time show, you will know it is National Tofu Day today on the 1st of September, which is, or possibly is not, marvellous. It's also Ginger Cat Appreciation Day. Yes, all cats are wonderful, but today in particular, we're loving the ginger ones. And then, more excitingly for me, because it's filled up the theme of most of the rest of my show, it's National No Rhyme or Reason Day. And therefore, and this is pretty difficult when you think about it, trying to come up with songs where the lyrics don't rhyme. Now, before you start sending in and going, yeah, there were bits of Breakfast at Tiffany's that rhymed, there may be bits, but, you know, most songs and songwriters are trying to come up with rhymes and clever rhymes all the time. Pretty much all of the music you're going to hear tonight, the lyrics aren't necessarily trying to rhyme. So it's a relatively rhymeless show, music-wise, tonight, which is pretty difficult to think of. And I'm not playing Gilbert and O'Sullivan. But as well as that, I've asked my lovely Legend listeners to supply me with random facts. So also, interspersed amongst the non-rhyming lyrical songs, you're going to hear some random facts, which is marvellous. And possibly the most random or the most interesting of those random facts could get the sender the Legend of the Week award. So the excitement, as ever, is building to an utter crescendo just before 8 o'clock, when I reveal who that will be, have a song to play us out, and then it's all over at 8. So keep it here, 98.0, phoenixfm.com, or say to your smart speaker, play Phoenix FM. Right, let's get more music on. Here's Elton. He doesn't rhyme, but he's a rocket man.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time. Flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man, rocket man. Kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science. Just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man, a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find another man.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday, it's coming up to 20 past 6 and it's all happening here. Yes, celebrity birthdays coming up. We'll get Ben's impossible question out to the masses very shortly and let you know about the poll that we'll be running throughout the rest of the show. I'm going to put one more track on and then all the extra interactivity will start to happen. So keep it here. It's great to have your company this Tuesday evening. I hope it's going wonderfully well for you so far. Wherever you are in the country, remember, yes, of course, we broadcast in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas with a rather wonderful transmitter that means you can pick us up in East London, South Suffolk, North Kent and pretty much all of Essex. But because we broadcast online as well, phoenixfm.com, find the Listen Live link. You can tune in from anywhere in the world. Yes, how marvellous. And if you have a smart speaker, just tell it to play Phoenix FM. Right, remember, the major theme of this evening's show is songs that don't rhyme, because it's National No Rhyme or Reason Day. So for no reason at all, I'm doing songs with no rhymes. And I say no rhymes, it's a loose no rhyme task. Okay, so, you know, we're not saying if there's a rhyme in it, I'm not allowed to play it. It's just pretty much predominantly there aren't rhymes in these tracks. And it's difficult to find them. Very, very difficult. So see if you can guess what's coming up throughout the rest of the show. An eclectic mix of tracks, I think it's fair to say, with a fairly wide genre range and time scale as well. That's the beauty of the show that goes like this. We're not constrained by time. It just has to fit to the theme of that evening show. So let's carry on with non-rhyming predominant music. It's the Led Zeppelins, and they want to get up into the sky very high with some kind of staircase.
Makes me want soon. If we all call a tune, then the piper will lead us to reason, and a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forest will echo with laughter.
Certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this. Hope everything is wonderful for you on this Tuesday evening. That was a bit of Led Zeppelin there, and the classic Stairway to Heaven. Now remember, if you just tuned into the show and you're wondering what the heck is going on this evening, well, all the tracks I'm going to play have predominantly very little rhyming in their lyrics, because today is National No Rhyme or Reason Day. You can do things just for the heck of it, with absolutely no reason behind anything you're doing. So, you know, go for it. That's what I say. Have a go at something, anything. Go and do something you weren't thinking of doing for no real reason at all. That's the sheer fun of it. And we're bringing a bit of that to the show that goes like this tonight. Great to have you along. Great to have you listening. I will tell you about the impossible question in about 15 minutes' time or so. And we will get into some of your random facts, possibly, after that. I've got a few more tracks I want to get in early, but I did promise to tell you about the hotly contested poll, which, for the foreseeable future, until Facebook sort their lives out, is moving to Twitter, because I'm unable to create a poll on Facebook. I go to create it, do the things I've always done, click post, and then it tells me, oops, something went wrong, please try again. Just been doing that for 3 weeks. So we've had to retire the poll temporarily, but it's back tonight on Twitter. They let you create a poll still. Now, the 1st of September has got all kinds of things going on this day. It is Ginger Cat Appreciation Day, National No Rhyme or Reason Day, amongst other things. Also, in the UK only, it's National Tofu Day. Now, please, please, don't get too excited, all you tofu lovers out there. I think I have had it a couple of times, tofu, and I've found it unbearably bland and terrible. But that's just my preference. Some of you out there might think I'm being extremely harsh and have found lots of wonderful ways of using tofu in culinary dishes, and they've all turned out fabulously. So, therefore, my hotly contested poll this evening, running on Twitter only, remember. So if you want to vote on this, maybe go to Twitter on your phone, on the app, or if you're logged in on a computer, open a new tab and find Twitter on there. Go to Ben Sim Radio. At Ben Sim Radio is my profile on Twitter, and you will see the poll on there simply saying, tofu is acceptable to eat or an absolute travesty. Those are the only options. Remember, it's just one way or another on the hotly contested poll on the show that goes like this. So tofu is acceptable to eat or an absolute travesty. And in the early running of voting, it's 50-50. So just one vote right now will swing it either way. Tofu is acceptable to eat or an absolute travesty. You've got to decide which of those you agree with. Just a single click to cast your vote, even on Twitter, at BenSimRadio. Get yourself on there and you can do just that. And get involved in the show that goes like this tonight, which is truly fabulous. And remember, your random facts are coming up very shortly, but I'm going to leave the poll running and keep you updated on what happens throughout the show. But get onto Twitter. Not on Facebook tonight, it's on Twitter, at BenSimRadio. Cast your vote on the hotly contested poll. Right, some more songs with predominantly non-rhyming lyrics. Here's a classic from Soft Cell.
Into the heart of me, and the love we share seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I'll run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me to make things right. You need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love. Tainted love. Tainted love.
Phoenix FM.
Short and sweet, Soft Cell's Tainted Love there, classic from the 80s, predominantly non-rhyming on this National No Rhyme or Reason Day on the 1st of September. Yes, the 1st of the month, always exciting because you could go around to your friends and pinch them and punch them and say it was because of the 1st of the month, and as long as you said no returns afterwards, you were safe. I remember doing that at school and feeling pleased with yourself. And if you didn't say no returns, sometimes people would pinch you and say pinch and a kick for being so thick. Or if you tried to do it on the wrong date or something, I can't remember. If it was the 2nd and you thought it was the 1st and did it to someone, they could kick you. They had proper rules and everything. I don't know if they were ever written down, the pinch and a punch first day of the month rules, but, you know, it'd be interesting to find out. Yes, it is Tuesday the 1st of September, though, and yes, it's National Tofu Day. You can get interactive on the show that goes like this by getting yourself onto Twitter and voting on my poll, which simply says tofu is acceptable to eat or an absolute travesty. And after my plea on the air just before Tainted Love, The figures have gone up for an absolute travesty. It's now 57% for an absolute travesty, 43% for acceptable to eat. So if you feel strongly about tofu, get yourself on Twitter. At Bensim Radio is the profile on there. Find the poll. Cast your vote. It's very simple to do just that. I'm going to keep the music coming so we can fit in enough tracks to do ourselves justice. And then all the other features coming throughout the show as well. Ben's Impossible Question coming up fairly shortly. And then, of course, somebody listening out there today will be my Legend of the Week. One of you listening leg ends will make the step up to fully fledged legend. The excitement's building. It's 18:35 and 42 seconds to be a 24-hour clock. That's very exact. Not atomic. Let's not go crazy with our clocks here on Phoenix. Just 24-hour. Right. You want another track that doesn't predominantly rhyme? Go on, then. You want it to be a bit funkier? Go on, then. KC. And not a rain band. It's a sunshine one.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this. That was KC and the Sunshine Band with a very slightly extended version of Get Down Tonight, which was marvellous for everybody listening. And yes, it's Tuesday the 1st of September. Hope it's absolutely fabulous for you guys. It certainly is for me. As ever, it's going by very quickly, my time on the airwaves with you here. And it's fabulous that you make it interactive. I'm going to start sharing some of your interactivity after the next track. Because I did ask throughout the afternoon people to give me some examples of random facts. I do love a random fact, and you lovely Leg End listeners have been fabulous at providing them. And always provides noteworthy topics, I think. Stuff worth asking about, worth talking about. Things that you never knew people knew, and you think, oh, when you know it. You know, that's the reaction we want here. Oh, not, hmm. So I think that sums it up pretty well. But yeah, thanks to everyone that sent in their random facts. And remember, there is a poll you can vote on, but you have to be on my Twitter profile, not Facebook tonight, at Benson Radio on Twitter, to vote on the poll all about tofu on National Tofu Day. Is tofu acceptable to eat or an absolute travesty? You can only vote one way or the other and get involved there. I know how I feel. Still got celebrity birthdays to come, and we will share with you Ben's impossible question coming up soon. And somebody tonight will be another legend of the week. It's all happening. Let's keep the music coming. Let's keep music from Wham coming. Here's an album track, Everything She Wants. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Bit of Wham there and Everything She Wants. Why was that track playing? Well, if you've just joined us on tonight's show on Tuesday the 1st of September, I've got the very difficult task of playing tracks which predominantly have lyrics that don't rhyme. Why is that the case? Well, today is National No Rhyme or Reason Day. You can go out and do anything just for the sake of it, just because you're feeling a bit crazy. So, you know, go and do it. Or tune into this show if you've never done it before, just because you're feeling a bit crazy. Enjoy it, share it, tune into it every week and tell all your friends about it. That's the glory of the show that goes like this. And remember, I'm always happy to go off at tangents, particularly on No Rhyme or Reason Day. If someone interacts with me on social media, first of all, you could be my legend of the week. Second of all, you could cause a whole debate to happen on this programme that no one was expecting. That's the sheer beauty of what happens here. We're not governed by anything. Well, we are governed by stringent rules regarding radio broadcasting and Ofcom and all that, you know, but to some extent, we can just go off anywhere. You know, if someone sends me a message and says, I'd like you to talk about blue cheese for the next minute, I'll do it. So, you know, but you've got to make the effort. You've got to send in the message. And there are things you can interact with that happen regularly, like Ben's Impossible Question, like the Legend of the Week Award potential. You can vote on the hotly contested poll. All those things still available to do, which is absolutely wonderful for all of you. So, yeah, keep that going. The poll is still running and will be running throughout the entire show. Because it's National Tofu Day in the UK today, we're asking, is tofu acceptable to eat or an absolute travesty? You can only vote on that poll on Twitter, on the profile at Ben Sim Radio there. So find that on Twitter, cast your vote. Everything else will be going on Facebook, but Twitter for the poll this evening. Right, I'm going to do one more track, and then I do keep promising to share your random facts. I will do that as well. And somebody who sent in a random fact will very likely be my legend of the week tonight. Here's a track I always enjoy listening to. Not much of it rhymes. What is Jesse J's price tag?
Heels.
say.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
He's not wrong, and that was Jesse Day, Jesse Day. Well, there must be a Jesse Day, but that wasn't Jesse Day. That was the brilliant Jesse J. And Price Tag. Now, I did say I would get round to some of your random facts, which you've been very kind to share with me throughout the day today on this National No Rhyme or Reason Day. So for No Rhyme or Reason, I am playing songs that predominantly don't rhyme, and I've asked you guys to share with me some random facts. So let's hit you with some. Here's one from Mark Wall in Norfolk, which is brilliant. He says, by the way, I should say, before I read out Mark's random facts, that I haven't tried to substantiate any of these, so the truth or untruthful nature of these random facts, it's all on the sender. So if you want to know more about it, feel free to search online or get in touch with the sender. But Mark Wall says, sofa companies only hire 4'9", or I guess what he's saying is fairly short, models and actors for their TV adverts to make the sofas look bigger. Kind of makes sense when you think about it. Sofa companies only hire short models and actors for their TV adverts to make the sofas look bigger. I've seen a certain sofa company advertising with Owen Wilson, which I was very surprised that he was wanting to do a TV advert. Pretty well-renowned Hollywood movie star, but yeah, I don't know how tall or short he is, really. He doesn't come across as strikingly tall, so could well be something in that, Mark Wall. Thanks for sharing. And then regular contributor to the show that goes like this, Barbara Ferry, says this. The inventor of M&M's was allergic to peanuts. There, quite literally, is an irony. Unless he invented the ones that are more like Smarties and someone came along later and said, why don't we put peanuts in them as well and make them bigger, but call them the same thing? Anyway, yeah, now you've got all sorts. You get salted caramel ones, don't you? You get crunchy ones. Too many choices of M&Ms for my liking, but thanks for starting that debate, Barbara Ferry. Great stuff. Right, one more track, shall we get, coming up? Oh, let's do it. Yes, here's one that I quite liked in the 90s when it first came out, and we're going to get the blood pumping a bit more now if you want to get up and have a dance to this. For No Rhyme or Reason, 1st of September is the correct day to do it. National No Rhyme or Reason Day, but it's no rhyme in the title. I've tried to find tracks that predominantly, with the important word in the sentence being predominantly, don't rhyme. Here is Tori Amos. She's not an amateur spinster.
Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah. We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Absolutely. This is the show that goes like this. How are we almost halfway through the show tonight already? Coming up to 7 o'clock. There's a couple of tracks I needed to squeeze in, or I might not squeeze in all the tracks I wanted to. So I'll tell you what, I'll share some quick random facts with you and then we'll move on. This is a really good one. I like this. From Marina Parusheva. She says, the noise produced by smacking your lips together is called popismic. That's right. Popismic. Both some sort of a... That noise, I guess, is it? That's what I'm doing anyway. That noise is popismic. Thanks, Marina. I like that one. And Martin Hill says, banging your head against the wall for 1 hour burns 150 calories. And gives you a headache, of course. So, you know, it's not all positive. Shall I go for a run or shall I bang my head against the wall for an hour? Well... I can still burn quite a few calories doing that, yeah, but it causes a lot of pain. I know what you're saying, running causes a different kind of pain. Please don't bang your heads against the wall, I'm not advocating that at all. Blame Martin Hill for a lot of things, I always do. Here, with Teardrop, A Massive Attack.
Phoenix FM.
Getting a bit mellow there with Massive Attack and Teardrop on the show that goes like this. We could play any kind of music. Often it's inspired by you lovely Legend listeners, but it has to fit in with the theme of the show. If you're just joining us after 7 o'clock here on the 1st of September, today's themes: National Tofu Day, Ginger Cat Appreciation Day, and most importantly, National No Rhyme or Reason Day. So who knows why we do whatever we do, but we certainly don't know on the 1st of September. It's National No Rhyme or Reason Day. You have been kind enough to share your wonderful random facts with me tonight, and I'm going to read many of them out on the airwaves, like this one from Ron Wilmot, who says, comedian Paul Trevelyan used to give a book to someone in the audience and say, open that at random. When they opened it, there was the word random in large letters across two pages. I like that. It's the kind of joke that really appeals to me. Doesn't work well in a theatre, though, does it? If it's just one person that sees the joke or the people in his immediate vicinity. Still, it's very funny, though. Thanks for sharing that, Ron Wilmot. Absolutely brilliant. And another one from Martin Hill. This is true. This isn't him being flippant. The oldest your mum joke was discovered on a 3,500-year-old Babylonian tablet. And that's not a tablet like a, I don't know, Galaxy Tab, or other brands are available, of course. I'm trying to remember all the popular ones, and they've all kind of flown from my mind. iPads, clearly, from Apple. Still other brands are available. But, yeah, apparently on a Babylonian tablet 3,500 years ago, there was a your mum joke, probably in hieroglyphs or something. Probably just depicted some upsetting scene. Anyway, Barbara Ferry shared another one, and I'm going to be careful when I read this out. Now, I did do, quite a while back, a long words special here on the show that goes like this, and this was featured. The technical name for the fear of long words is hippopotamonstrososesquipedalophobia. Absolutely. I'm not going to read it again. And then you will have heard me bantering with Ian Lee on the Drive Time show towards the end with his random fact: you can't lick your own elbow. Although why you'd want to, I'm not too sure. It's interesting watching people try, but yes, physically impossible. You can't lick your own elbow. Maybe you can if you're a trained contortionist. I know someone's going to send in and say, this person did lick their own elbow. Good for them. If they wanted to spend the time doing it, then, you know, more power to their elbow, so to speak. Right, let's get another track on. Let's get another track that predominantly doesn't rhyme. Your random facts are wonderful. Keep them coming in. Somebody who sends in a random fact could be Legend of the Week. After this track, I'm going to share with you Ben's impossible question. Until then, time for a bit of park life.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's fruit, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
People, they all go hand in hand, hand in hand with their park life.
circus that go round, round, round.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. Great to have you along on this Tuesday, the 1st of September. As ever, it's all happening. Keep your dial here, 98.0, phoenixfm.com if you're listening online. And if you have one of those smart speaker devices, just ask it to play Phoenix FM. However you're here, brilliant. And remember, you can listen on the catch-up service from my Phoenix FM blog page. Search the website, find the schedule, get to a Tuesday evening, click on the title, The Show That Goes Like This, and you can find all previous broadcasts there as well. So maybe you're not even listening live right now. And also, a nice new feature on our Phoenix Player, you can download all of the podcast editions of the show. Now you don't have to listen to them only online. You can download them to your own device via the player there. So do check that out. Absolutely brilliant. Right, now, I did promise it was now time for this.
Not true.
Yes, here we go then with Ben's impossible question for the 1st of September. Now, last week we had a Martin Hill-inspired impossible question. This is nothing to do with Martin Hill. Well, it may be, but I can't see how. here's one that literally only I know the answer to right now. I'm wondering if any fellow Phoenix FM presenters might have a guess at this, but listen very carefully. How many Beatles tracks are in the extensive Phoenix FM library? So here on our fabulous computer servers and system, we have an extensive library of tracks here at the station. How many of those tracks are from the Beatles? Obviously, the Beatles have an awful lot of tracks they've released over the years. How many of those are in our extensive Phoenix FM library? That has been posted to my Facebook profile and my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. You need to visit those places, find the post with a pink background asking how many Beatles tracks are in our Phoenix FM library, and comment below with your guess, and the nearest person will be the winner of Ben's impossible question for tonight. Quite a few guesses have come in already. Keep them coming. It's fabulous to get involved. Ben Simmons or Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. Don't forget the hotly contested poll only running on Twitter tonight. I'm not going to go into it all again. You'll have to listen back as to why. But we are asking on National Tofu Day, tofu is acceptable to eat or an absolute travesty? Still, at the moment, slightly in favour of an absolute travesty. So if you're a tofu lover, get your vote cast at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Everything else is on Facebook. Just that poll currently running on Twitter. Fabulous. Okay, more tracks coming. Lots more random facts coming too. Tracks that predominantly don't rhyme because it's National No Rhyme or Reason Day. Let's get those melodies unchained.
Time.
FM.
Those brothers, they're pretty righteous, aren't they? Absolutely marvellous. So, some answers have come in for Ben's impossible question. It's going to be hotly contested, just like the hotly contested poll, which has updated again. It's now 56% saying an absolute travesty, 44% saying tofu is acceptable to eat. If you want to vote, you have to be on Twitter. You'll have to ask Facebook why I couldn't post a poll on there for 3 weeks. It's up to them to resolve that issue. For now, the partly contested poll is moving to my Twitter profile, at Ben Sim Radio. But everything else throughout the show on Facebook. So keep checking out my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and my personal Ben Simmons page as well. Thanks for your answers to the impossible question. The correct answer will be shared later on tonight. But I do need to keep your random facts coming. You've been fabulous in providing those. Here's a brilliant one from Phil Lunn, and it's slightly spooky when you think about it. The Great Pyramid of Giza. Now listen carefully to this. The Great Pyramid of Giza has 8 sides. Now I know what you're thinking. That's ludicrous. That's not possible. It's a pyramid. Pyramids have 4 sides. Well, there is photographic evidence, possibly taken from a drone or possibly taken from something longer ago than before drones were commercially available, looking down on the Great Pyramid of Giza. And it's incredible, really. When you're right above the point of it, you can see that each triangular side of the pyramid is actually slightly concave and bends in a little bit. And there is a straight line going down the middle of each triangular side. So each of those triangular sides are not completely flat. They each bend inwards and meet in the middle very, very slightly. If you look on my Facebook profile, you'll see the photographic evidence Phil Lunn has provided. I was shocked. The Great Pyramid of Giza has 8 sides. Very well done, Phil Lunn. Very interesting. And this one from Bobo Roberts as well. Up in Scotland, I love this. Thanks for sending this in, Bobbo. When London taxis were pulled by horses, the height of them was so gentlemen could leave their top hats on in the taxi. And a London taxi now is the same height. Excellent. Great stuff. I love stuff like that. Well done. So thank you very much for everybody getting involved. It's lovely to be interactive on the show that goes like this. It makes me feel that there's people out there actually taking interest, which is brilliant. Right, let's keep the tracks coming. Here come, not the Tracy Chapman version of Fast Car. It doesn't rhyme on No Rhyme or Reason Day, but let's update it and go to Jonas Blue, featuring Dakota.
Somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. I've been working at a convenience store. Managed to save us a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. You got a fast car. Fast enough so we can fly away. We're gonna make a decision. Live tonight, die this way. The way it is, said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like it. Mom went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, that's what I did. You got a fast car. We were cruising as
losing ourselves. We still ain't got a job. Not working the market as a checkout girl. At all things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. You want a fast car. Say fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or die this way.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Jonas Blue with his take on Fast Car featuring Dakota. Song that predominantly doesn't rhyme because it's National No Rhyme or Reason Day. You can do things for no reason, just for the heck of it, just to have a bit of a lark, which is marvellous. And thanks for your random facts as well. They've been coming in thick and fast throughout the day today because you're such lovely leg-end listeners. And I'm very grateful to you guys for doing that. Like this one from Gary Collins, the longest single, 45 RPM for people who like vinyl, is Bruce Springsteen's Incident on 57th Street, which lasts for 10 minutes and 3 seconds. Craziness. Thanks for that, Gary Collins. Pat Neeney sends in this. If it wasn't for the fellow who invented Venetian blinds, would it be curtains for the rest of us? I like that. It's not really a random fact, it's just silliness. But thanks, Pat. That's excellent. Now, occasionally you hear a fact that disturbs you. And occasionally that fact is provided by Rachel Woollett. So thanks very much for this, Rachel Woollett. You know, well, I'm talking along the lines of, I remember finding out when I was a teenager the random fact that apparently in your sleep the average human in a year eats 18 spiders or something. And that upset me greatly. This one, it's not great, this fact. It's along those lines, really. Thanks, Rachel Willett, for this. Listen to this. And do remember that I have said the truth or falsehood of these facts cannot be verified by me. You're going to have to take it up with the person that's posted it. But I have looked at this online. You may want to do your own research. The middle of a fig is partly made up of wasp body parts. I'm going to read that again, just so we're all clear. The middle of a fig is partly made up of wasp body parts. Yes, when you're eating a fig, you may be slightly eating a bit of a wasp. Something to do with wasps laying their eggs in figs, which ripen, and then the young leave the fig and go out, but not all of their bodies leave. So, yeah, not nice, that, is it? Do your own research. Blame it on Rachel Woollett. You never knew it until now on the show that goes like this, and part of your Tuesday evening will never be the same again, particularly if you like your figs. I couldn't give a fig, to be honest. Right, let's get more music on, and then hopefully less disturbing random facts throughout the rest of the evening, up until 8 o'clock at least. Keep it here, Phoenix FM. It's time for Gary Newman.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you for another half an hour. Quite a few tracks to try and squeeze in. And all the resolutions need to happen. Ben's impossible question needs to be answered. We need to have the final result of the hotly contested poll before I leave the airwaves. We haven't even talked about celebrity birthdays yet. And a legend of the week has to be bestowed. So it's all still to happen. Let's get a couple more random facts onto the air. Thanks to Maria on the Isle of Wight for telling me that chef's hats have exactly 100 pleats around them. That seems too many. But who am I to deny Maria on the Isle of Wight? But thank you for that. And also, I like this one. Steady Ed Hedrick invented the frisbee in the 1950s and went on to create the sport of disc golf in the 70s. And his wife said after he died, which he did in 2002, his final wish was to have his ashes turned into a frisbee. His son said it was his father's dream. They play with him after his death, and he might even accidentally end up on someone's roof. I like that. That's good. So, big thanks to Maria on the Isle of Wight for sharing that. Now, what else? A few more random facts we can get in. Let me scroll down ones I've already done here. They've come to me on Facebook. There was that disturbing wasp one. Let's move on from that. Barry Cooper says, the main train station building in Tokyo is a copy of Amsterdam Central. That seems a bit bizarre, but thanks for sharing. Equally bizarre is this, if you didn't know. Alex Morton says, the Eiffel Tower is 6 inches shorter in winter than in summer. And here's one to worry you slightly, all you pet lovers out there. Neil Reynolds shares, rabbits cannot vomit. There we go. Let's have another track, then we'll do celebrity birthdays after this. Remember, vote on the hotly contested poll on Twitter only, at BenSimRadio, my Twitter profile. Everything else interactive on the usual places on Facebook. So you can have a go at answering Ben's impossible question. I will reveal the true answer shortly. But the question is, how many tracks are there in our extensive Phoenix library by the Beatles? So the Beatles have created a huge body of work. How many of their tracks are currently available in our extensive Phoenix FM library? Have a guess on Facebook and get your random facts shared as well. Someone's going to be a legend pretty soon. One of those people could be Lisa Loeb, if she messages me.
Time. radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Lisa Loeb and Stay, or to give it its longer correct title, Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories with Stay, brackets, I Missed You. Yes, but predominantly doesn't rhyme because today is National No Rhyme or Reason Day. So I've tried to find a lot of tracks where they predominantly have lyrics that don't rhyme. That is tricky to do. Hope you appreciate the efforts I've gone to. And I'd certainly appreciate the efforts you lovely listening leg ends have gone to, sharing your random facts with me. Thank you so much for everything that's come in and given me lots to think about, like this from Paul Milton. I love this. Well, there's a couple actually. The hottest chili pepper in the world is so hot it could kill you. Now that's a bit dramatic. And then here's something that's one of those things that you think, no, that can't be right, and then you're like, oh, maybe. Paul Milton also says a shot of espresso contains less caffeine than a cup of coffee. I like that. That surely means it's counterproductive. I guess it's got more caffeine concentrated into a smaller amount of liquid, but actually less caffeine in it than a whole cup of coffee. It's just quicker to drink and give you a quick boost than taking 5 or 10 minutes to drink a whole cup. But yeah, I love that. Found that really interesting. Thank you, Paul, for sharing that. Right, going to keep the tracks coming. But before we get on to another track, you know what we haven't had? And I know you're all missing it. Those celebrity birthdays. Not too many today, noteworthy birthdays really, but there are a few worth mentioning. Very happy birthday to actress Zendaya of Spider-Man films fame and The Greatest Showman. She's 24 today. Legendary Bee Gees singer Barry Gibb is 74 today. And American actress Lily Tomlin is 81 today. Former Liverpool footballer who went to Turkey is now back in England without a club. Daniel Sturridge is 31 today. Miami Sound Machine leader Gloria Estefan is 63 today. And Dutch footballing legend and icon Ruud Gullit is 58. Those are your birthdays for the 1st of September. If it's your birthday, all of us here at Phoenix FM wish you very many happy returns as well. Got to squeeze in those birthdays. Somehow, it's vitally important. Anyway, thanks for being here. Keep it here right up until 8 o'clock. Rob Harvey in with Synth City from 8 until 10. And then Ian Lee is back with Hey Hey, It's the 60s from 10 up until midnight. So great stuff going on here later in the evening on a Tuesday. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, and ask a smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. There's an app as well, I think, on the app stores. You can download and get the Phoenix FM app. So many ways you can hear us here on the airwaves, keeping you entertained. And thanks so much for being interactive. I'll start to resolve things, and I've still got to try and squeeze in about another 4 or 5 tracks. It's going to be tricky. 21 and a half minutes left. It's all happening in the home straight of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. I'm glad you're sharing it with me. Most of the songs don't really rhyme, like this one from Kate Bush. The Heights, they're Wuthering.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And an awful lot still to squeeze into the final 16 minutes and 55 seconds of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. I'm going to get one more track on, then I'll start to give you the answers to everything. We'll find out the answer to Ben's impossible question, we'll find out who's winning the poll, and then just before I leave you, we will find out who tonight's legend of the week is. All happening. Glad to have you along. Right, what are we going to do next? I think let's go completely crazy. Remember, all the tracks predominantly don't rhyme, so here, predominantly not rhyming, are R.E.M.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's now time to reveal the answer to Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
And tonight I asked, how many Beatles tracks are there in the extensive Phoenix FM library? A Google search and a look on Wikipedia will tell you the Beatles released around 180 original tracks and a few covers, 213 tracks in their career, and an awfully wide-ranging number of guesses. My dad had a go at 42, Paul Milton said 64, Rachel Willett 56, Dave Bourne 112, Susan Starr says too many, Barbara Ferry says 136, Liam Parkinson going top end with 209. Dan Prague says all of them, as Paul Ferry did as well. Bobo Roberts said a lot. Unbelievably, the final answer is utterly correct. Hardly ever happens on Ben's Impossible Question. Huge well done and congratulations to Adam Jenkins, who's guessed right with 47. Well done, Adam. 47, yes. Out of 213 possible tracks, our library has 47 Beatles tracks in it. Right. I'm going to play one more track, then we're going to sum up the entire show and find out who Legend of the Week is and reveal the answer of the poll before I go off the air as well. So keep it here. All still to happen. Here's one of my favourite tracks, actually. I've always liked the music of Janet Jackson. This is quite mellow. She gets a bit emotional at the end. Obviously means something to her quite deeply. But a rather lovely track. It's Janet Jackson with Again.
Can I be
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, this is the nitty gritty now then for tonight, the 1st of September. That was Janet Jackson with Again. Remember, all the tracks in tonight's show predominantly have lyrics that don't rhyme because it's National No Rhyme or Reason Day. What about my hotly contested poll before I leave you tonight then? Well, on National Tofu Day in the UK, I asked, is tofu acceptable to eat or an absolute travesty? Actually, pretty close. With all the votes that have come in, 44.4% of the vote says acceptable, 55.6% says an absolute travesty. So that proves it. More people hate tofu than like it. And that poll was on Twitter for this week only. Right then, what about the Legend of the Week award? Very, very difficult to decide tonight. Thanks so much to everybody that sent in random facts. The likes of Barbara Ferry, Mark Wall, Marina Parrish Shaver, Martin Hill, Rachel Woollett, our own Ian Lee from Phoenix FM, Bobo Roberts, Pat Nearney, Barry Cooper, Alex Morton, Neil Reynolds, Paul Milton, Nigel Robinson Wright. I didn't have time to read that out in the airwaves. I'll do it now. The first KFC in the UK was in Preston. Thanks, Nigel. And also thanks to Rachel Woollett, Reg Varney was the first person in the UK to use a cash point. There you go. But the clear shock winner, and I mean shocking that the truth of the matter shocked me, was Phil Lunn with his revelation the Great Pyramid of Giza actually has 8 sides. It sounds ridiculous, but you need to look at photographic evidence looking down on the pyramid. It's absolutely true. So tonight's Legend of the Week is Phil Lunn. Well done to you, sir. You can hold your head high wherever you are in the world, whether you're in Egypt looking at those pyramids, proving to yourself that it has 8 sides, or whether you're at home relaxing and just looking at photographic evidence. Very well done. Thanks for getting involved. Thanks for sending that in. And thank you to everybody that sent in random fact suggestions throughout the evening as well. It's been another great show tonight, and I'll be back at the same time once again next week. Let me, as ever, just quickly ask Rihanna what she thought about tonight's show.
That was quite a show, very entertaining, but it's over now.
But it's over now.
Go on and take a bow.
Thanks, Rihanna. I will do. Lovely. Nice to know she feels like that. I'm going to play you out with another song that predominantly doesn't rhyme. It's a classic track. Rob Harvey's up next with Synth City. I'll see you next Tuesday. This is Sting and Fields of Gold. Remove like a lover's soul upon
chill of sky when we walked in fields of green.